M11. Number 1B.
In the old sense of science, take another point, man is approaching truth. He's seeking truth. The scientist as a whole is reaching out to discover the truth. Not in being. In being, truth is the basis. Truth is that which reveals. So in the true sense, in the new sense of science, which we must get, is the basis man's unity with truth, and truth revealing itself. In the old sense of science, you have as a starting point, usually human thinking. Reasoning. Human thinking trying to reach somewhere. In the science of being, your starting point is God, mind, the all-knowing mind. You see, it's quite a different standpoint. In the old sense of science, we are thinking about the object from without. We are standing outside the problem, we are standing outside the phenomenon of investigation, we are standing outside of God or of whatever we investigate. Whereas the new sense of science, which is Immanuel, God with us, we are always going out from the mind which is in us, from the divine mind which is within us. We go always out from that where we see that the divine mind in us is seeking, is knowing. Mortal mind, human thinking, can never really know mind, capital M, divine mind. Or another point, in the old sense of science, we are going out to discover through logical thinking, something. We are going out to discover. Not so in science. In science, we always go out from the one mind, we said, and that one mind is always revealing itself. It's quite interesting to see that modern scientists in the world are beginning to realize that. That they are beginning to realize that their method of research is wrong. That their method of research is thinking, investigating, trying to discover, instead of seeing that they should find the method of how to receive revelation, how to receive illumination. Because if we know the method how to receive illumination, the illumination and the revelation comes in a big way, in a grand way, as the grand design. Or another point which they see is this, that their investigation is based on purely intellectual reasoning. As if intellectual reasoning would be the only way to get in touch with truth. And now they begin to see that this is not the only way, that there is another way, namely what they call the intuitive, the inspirational way, the spirit. You see how an enormous change takes place in the world of sciences today. What was sacrosanct, you say sacrosanct, yes, was sacrosanct, so to say, in science, that you could only investigate something intellectually through human knowledge, that they begin to feel that this is a very limited channel, that in being there are other ways of communicating new truths, of bringing to knowledge new ideas, and that is that way. Just as always, the prophets or the saints or the wise man had, namely that sense of intuition, of being sensitive for the truth coming in, the Spirit. So they feel, why shouldn't we investigate the method how to become receptive, how to be able to receive more illumination? Another point is research. In the old sense of science, the method was to add knowledge to knowledge to knowledge, addition of knowledge. The more you could add knowledge and gather knowledge, the more you had. It was a sense of addition. And you know how today the mass of information that is available to everyone is so much that nobody can really overlook it, and therefore with computers and so on they try to systematize it and make it more available. But they begin to realize that this is a wrong method, that this adding and adding of knowledge is not the only and not the best method, that the best method would be the consequence of what they have seen before, namely, if man is finding the way to be transparent for revelation, for intuitive knowledge, then the whole of being really would stand at his disposition for recognition. And so more and more what is the method is what they would call the multiplication of the divine mind through revelation, through us. See, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. To think that we don't have to add and add and add and add until we are getting tired. And knowing anyway today that nobody is able to know all the knowledge of the world that is available. But to think that there is a one mind which is infinite, and that this infinite mind can speak to us and reveal itself to us by itself if we are transparent and if we are ready to receive. So the new sense of science, which we too really should culture, is that which Mrs. Eddy long ago said was that we should come out of the addition and be transparent for the multiplication of mind through you. Quite a different attitude. It's all attitude, naturally. In the old sense of science, we try to improve the imperfect. Old sense is... did I get it right?
Yeah.
So, the old sense is that we have an imperfect universe and that science must help to make it more perfect. Whereas the new sense of science, which takes the end for the beginning and which sees that there is a telefinalistic science, takes the end for the beginning. Takes the perfection as that which is here and now, which acknowledges, because it has seen that there is no time in being, that therefore perfection is a present fact and that it has only to come through us to be manifested. So they go out from perfection instead of reaching towards perfection. Again, we see this is a very important point in Christian Science, that right from the beginning we always go out from the perfect. The old sense of science, especially in the last 200 years, in the technological era, was directed to demonstrate really phenomenal exhibitions, so to say, to produce a change in the material universe. Its aim was really to bring about a better material universe. But today they begin to realize that that is wrong. that unless every research and every new step is being done for the sole purpose of seeing the whole and demonstrating the whole and not just one isolated phenomena, that then science makes no sense. One of the physicists said that very nicely. He said, at no time in the history of the world there were more people who could have so many material things to make so little sense with it as today. And I think it's true what he said, that we have at our disposition the possibilities that so much more people than ever before can have so much more material things and to make with it so little sense as today. Therefore, scientists ask themselves, what's the use of a science which has no sense, which makes no sense, which has no big purpose, which has no final purpose, which does not reach to a big end? And so we begin to see that therefore the new sense of science, which is so true in Christian Science, is that we don't demonstrate this science for, say, a phenomenal exhibition or an isolated demonstration, but to demonstrate science for the glory of principle, for the glory of all. To demonstrate really the idea so as to find the idea in its principle, in its whole. And you will see, and I can see that in practice very often, that when people have had a trouble for long standing over years and years and couldn't get rid of it through Christian Science, very often it was just that very point, that if you could turn their thought not to make that demonstration, not to try to make that demonstration, but to make another demonstration, namely to demonstrate that the idea is always in its whole principle, and is that the only demonstration which we have to make is to see that we are one in the whole, and therefore participating of the whole, that usually this change of consciousness, this change of standpoint, changes the whole picture. I think especially in Christianity, and perhaps even more so in Christian Science, everything has suffered so much under the belief that religion or Christian Science or Christianity is here for a reward. One of the great philosophers has recently said that the greatest drawback in Christianity is that theory or that dogma of getting a divine reward, because it's trying to get something personal, isolated, instead of just doing the other way around, to get rid of the isolated phenomena, so to say, and to see that everything that matters is that every idea is at its right place within the whole and is fitted within the framework of the whole. Then if everything is of that consciousness, then you can see that everything within one's body is also fitted into the whole of the one body of Christ. Another point which I have already really touched is that the old sense of science is blind to the future, is senseless, has no sense. You can see that today. It's the crisis of mankind today, produced by the success of physical science, that so much is produced, so much is done, and nothing is solved by it. That the great problems of mankind are still here and are still not solved. Why? Because, from what we have said before, the old sense of science was only directed to solve an isolated problem. And we know very well in any science that if you solve one problem, you have 10 other problems rising up. Whereas the real sense of science, the new sense of science, recently a professor of physics at the University in Zurich said that we are standing at the beginning of a new science. And it's possible, he says, that we have a new sense which is teleological. And unless we are not tackling the question of how to get a theological science, then there is no much hope anymore. So let's see that the new sense of science which we must get and which we must use, so to say, in our practice, is that science which has always in view the whole, a big purpose, a holy aim, a holy purpose, not the purpose of helping just one individual situation, but to see that only a demonstration which helps an individual is then good when it is helping the whole, and when it is fitting into the whole, and when it is blessing the whole, and when it is glorifying the whole. And then alone it is a right demonstration. And we can see why at this point metaphysics is failing, is not enough, doesn't go far enough, because metaphysics has never a whole aim, or an aim which is the whole. Therefore, we tried to see last time or the time before that we have to rise from metaphysics to science which is the new concept, the science which has a capital S, that science which always takes in the whole view and demonstrates anything, any part, any single fact as part of the whole. Then we are fitting into the whole. The whole body is one big symbolization of the infinite cosmos of mind. And so if we want to have our body harmonious and working rightly, where everything is fitting together nicely, without friction, without tension, and so on, well, I think then we have also to have a consciousness which is filled with that idea that the whole is necessary, that we find the idea in its whole principle and is part of that one whole. The old sense of science, since Newton, was really characterized by a great sense of analysis. It was an analytical age. And we know every science must be analytical, but it shouldn't stop at the point of analysis. The new sense of science that is rising up everywhere, in medicine, in psychology, in physics, in biology, everywhere, is an integral science. You say integral?
Yes.
An integral science, not an analytical science. That, which doesn't mean that analysis is not necessary, but it can't stop there. See, the old sense of science always stopped with analysis. It never tried to integrate afterwards the findings back into the one whole. And today, in medicine, you see that always the whole is under observation now. The old sense of medicine just analyzed, say, a disease or an organ. Today, the whole man is being treated. Everything is now seen under the aspect of integrating all what we know into the one. It's a quite a definite change in consciousness. And it is that consciousness which we really have to culture for ourselves too. So that more and more really we begin to realize that this new sense of science is going out from the whole, remains within the whole, even if it analyzes, remains within the whole and goes back to the whole. So that in our terminology we really can see everything is mind, so to say, stating itself as itself, but always expressing itself through its through mind, through the whole of mind, always reflecting itself as the whole of mind, and always coming back for the one purpose of glorifying the one mind. So that we never leave anymore the wholeness of each synonymous term. Mind manifesting itself through itself, and as itself, and for itself. When we get that, then we have integrated all the ideas of mind within mind. And our consciousness then rises really to a higher level where we are no more just thinking about isolated ideas and trying to demonstrate isolated ideas, but always mind, including with it itself all ideas of mind, manifesting themselves through the whole of mind, and always as the whole of mind, and always for one and only purpose, not for a human being, but for the purpose of glorifying the one mind. Well, I must stop here for a few minutes.